And 6:06, it is clear and cold in Tulsa this morning, 23 degrees now, warming to 48. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The U.S. Supreme Court begins hearing 2 days of oral arguments on two cases dealing with same-sex marriage. Tulsa attorney Mike Redmond is a board member of Oklahomans for Equality. He says the rulings, which are not expected until June, will set the course for decades.
I just think that these decisions are generational. I think they're going to be very significant one way or the other.
One of the cases is a challenge to the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. The other challenges California's Proposition 8, which also bans same-sex marriage. We have an in-depth interview with Redmond coming up this morning at 7:35 here on KWGS. Water and sewer rates could be going up in Tulsa if the city council approves a proposal from the Tulsa Metropolitan Utility Authority.
The increase would be about 7% for water and 9% for sewer, according to the city's Clayton Edwards.
Last year, when we had similar rates for an average customer, it increased the monthly bill about $3.75. We're probably looking at a similar increase, neighborhood of $3 to $4 increase per month.
The revenue would pay down debts and fund water and sewer infrastructure improvements. If approved, the increases would go into effect October 1st. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Memorial services are held for two Tulsa men killed in a plane crash last week in Indiana. Former OU football quarterback Steve Davis was eulogized yesterday as a genuine nice guy.
Steve took the things of God very, very seriously. His faith, his family, his friends, and Oklahoma football. Always with great joy, always with a focused approach, prepared, and with a great big smile.
Davis led OU to national football championships back in the 70s. In Jinx, a memorial service was held at the same time for Tulsa businessman Wesley Caves. Caves was the owner of the plane that crashed. A conservative think tank has released a proposed budget that supporters say outlines a way to cut the state income tax by 0.5% without reducing funding to core government services. The Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs released its annual budget book during a news conference yesterday with several Republican state legislators on hand. Meanwhile, an Oklahoma representative has temporarily pulled a bill to provide in-state college tuition to United States citizens who graduate from an Oklahoma high school and were considered residents of the state at the time. The proposal was to be considered by the House Higher Education Subcommittee on Monday, but Representative Emily Virgin requested that the bill be laid over, meaning that it could be brought back at a later date. Tulsa police make 3 arrests in the weekend murder of a Texas delivery man. He was delivering dough to the Papa John's pizza business at 11th and Delaware on Saturday. Lead homicide detective Dave Walker says 3 teens are in jail this morning.
We have arrested 3 17-year-old males in the shooting death of Robert Horton on Saturday morning.
Police had a description of the vehicle used in the shooting, and that car was stopped by police yesterday morning in Tulsa. Our weather forecast, clear skies today and a little bit warmer. We'll be up to 48 for a high. Tonight, another clear and cold night, down to 29 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, breezy and mild with a high of 63, but by Thursday, we run the risk of some rain and a high of 60. National Weather Service radar this morning is sweeping 125 miles. It shows us no precipitation. Now at 6:10 in Tulsa, it is clear and a very cold 23 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.